Marty also spoke to the incumbent in the race, Justice Daniel Kelly. The race is nonpartisan, but Kelly is supported by Republicans. He was appointed to the bench by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2016. Their conversation starts with how the coronavirus has affected the race and changed his campaigning efforts.
It's actually changed it pretty significantly. You know, a couple of weeks ago, our calendar was full of events and folks to talk with between now and the election. And now it's pretty much empty. Everything has moved online. And so we're trying to figure out how we can best reach the people of Wisconsin without actually being able to go out and actually meet with them, talk with them. So it's pretty much an online effort at this point. So we're doing this through social media, through phone calls, virtual town halls. We're always looking for new ways that we can spread our message of constitutional faithfulness all across the state. But it's every day seems like it's a new day. We want to make sure that our volunteers are not putting themselves at risk. And we want to make sure that people in Wisconsin are not putting at risk through the campaign's efforts. And so we are taking every precaution we can, but still looking for new and innovative ways to get our message of constitutional faithfulness all over the state.
Is it hard to get people to pay attention to this race when coronavirus is getting so much attention?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've taken a look at the news sites, as I'm sure most everyone else has too, and everything is all about coronavirus. You know, it seems to be filling the airwaves. It's all over the websites. And so, you know, that is a matter of obviously immediate concern to everyone in the state and really around the world. So that's understandably taking up their attention. But we do have an election coming up, and we need to make sure that folks take a little bit of time to consider who they want on their Supreme Court for the next 10 years. So it's a pretty significant decision to make. And I'm confident, though, that our fellow Wisconsinites will turn to this and put in the thought and the effort necessary to make a good and intelligent choice. I have no doubt that they're going to be able to do that.
What issues are you talking about with voters?
Yeah, it's really about the proper understanding of the relationship between the people of Wisconsin and the governments that they create and maintain. So my understanding is that all of the authority to create and maintain governments belongs to the people of Wisconsin. They don't give it away. They don't sell it. They don't alienate it in any way. And yet, I exercise some of their authority on their behalf. And that's because they've loaned it to me. Right? So they created their constitution, and in that constitution, they have loaned some of their native authority to me to exercise on their behalf. And so we talk about what the nature of that authority is and how that gets exercised in deciding the cases that come before us.
What got you interested in the law in the first place?
Well, that was way back when I was in seventh grade. I knew way back then that I wanted to be a lawyer. And I think there's really there's two parts to that. One was I was one of seven children. And if you know anything about big families, you know, there's always the concern that you be treated equally. And I learned as I was growing up that having clear rules about how you treat each other was very helpful in that. And so I just learned that as a natural part of being part of a large family. But I also got it from my folks. So as I watched the way they conducted themselves, how they interacted with society, I saw in them a deep commitment to justice and the rule of law. And so I think I came to appreciate that through what my parents were teaching me and the way that they lived their lives. And then, you know, it grew from there. I fell in love with the law, and it has been a delight to me for my entire career to be able to serve in that capacity.
What excites you about the job of Supreme Court Justice?
I think it's two things. First, it's the nature of the job itself. And then secondly, it's the nature of the people that I serve. So the nature of the job really is a distillation of my very favorite parts of the practice of law. So when I was in practice, the things that I enjoyed the most were researching, writing, and oral arguments. And now that I've come to the court, that's essentially the role of a Supreme Court justice. You research the law deeply. You talk about it with your colleagues comprehensively. And then you write about the law with precision and clarity. And that's what we do. And I just and I love that just as a functional matter. But then it is, it's been the honor of a lifetime to serve in that capacity because of the people that I serve.
What are some of the lower profile but important aspects of the job?
It kind of goes back a little bit to your question earlier. It has to do with the love of the law. You know, when I was going through the appointment process, one of my good friends said, now, Dan, are you sure you want to do this? And I looked at him quizzically. I think so, yes. I said, why do you ask? He says, well, think about what your day's going to look like. You've got to be in chambers all day long by yourself, and you're going to be reading cases, and you're going to be writing opinions, and that's it. That's going to be your days. And I looked at him, I said, yeah, that's kind of why I'd like to do this. So it has to do with that just love of the law, of the scholarship that goes into it, of the intellectual challenge that it is, working with your colleagues to make sure that the decisions we come to are decisions that are commanded by the law, and that we do so accurately, and we do so in a way that maintains the rule of law, which is what lies at the very foundation of civilization.
Justice Daniel Kelly is the incumbent running for state Supreme Court. He spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson.